With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Who's back? Time for a little foreplay from the submarine. How's that sound? Submarine-ish?
No. As you sound, no.
I sound submarine-ish.
No, you sound great.
You sound perfect.
No, you sound great.
But I sound weird.
As Polly's over there skrillexing the board. That sounds better. Hi. Good morning, everybody. Better?
Yeah.
Time for some foreplay with Ben and Woods. We are back after a long weekend. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindl, our executive producer, and that's Ben Higgins. Good morning, everybody.
Not just back after the long weekend, but back together again in our Odyssey Empire studios after 7 long months in the Corona Cave. Or was it just 2 weeks?
Well, it was 2 weeks, but it was a year last year. It was just, it all runs together. It's just been one long 2020, I feel like. But it is good to be back in
here. I think
here.
It's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. We are back. That's we right. are back.
What is that from?
The Hangover.
The Hangover, yes. Yes. Well, I guess that's also relevant.
Very fitting.
My hangovers last a long time. There's a mixture. It's a weird hangover you get in Arizona. Now, Paulie and I went hard on Friday night. That being said, I feel like when you're in Arizona, the minute you cross the state line, all the water and hydration just sucks from your body.
I was applying chapstick like every 3 minutes.
My whole body is dry. And every bit of moisture is out of me. You hit the state line, and it's like this.
Driving over that bridge, like, all right,
here we go.
Arizona, hey, how's it going?
Yuma. You're dusty. It's just a different world out there in Arizona. But, man, we had a great time. Ben, I know you had a great time. Where do you guys want to start?
I need to hear more about this trip. Guys' trip to Arizona. A little FOMO, you know, just want to relive some of the hits and the great moments of the boys' buddies' trip to Arizona for golf.
Time. Yeah, there's not really enough time in the show, but we had I think just off the top, we had a great time. We had a great, great time. And I think it was a well-needed break. And, I was so bummed that Fantasy Camp got canceled. Now, here's the interesting part. Right now, if everything was still a go, we'd still be in Arizona. We would be broadcasting live from Fantasy Camp. And Paulie and I would be, you know, raring to go, getting out there. We would have had camp yesterday. But instead of that, we woke up early. We drove back. And I'll tell you, man, like I woke up yesterday feeling pretty refreshed. And then I got in the car for that 6-hour drive. And that drive home is every inch of 6 hours. The drive out there felt like it was about 3.5. I think we averaged about 97 miles an hour out there. We just jammed. And we got there. We're like, oh, this is great. Great hotel. Went to dinner that night, got absolutely plastered Friday night, woke up Saturday, golfed Saturday, and was pretty rough. It was a pretty rough one. Sunday, woke up early and went and played the most beautiful course. It was called Ambiente. It was just stunning.
Sounds like a line of patio furniture.
Ambiente. Also maybe a brand of car from the 80s.
Right.
Try the new Ambiente. I mean, that's exactly what it was. So beautiful. It was pristine. When we got out,
it's not driving. It's gliding.
It's gliding. Yeah, we're gliding on in your new Ambiente from Penske Lincoln.
Tell you this, though. We had a, it was a 9:10 tea time. And we got there about 8:15, somewhere in that range. Wanted to hit some balls, get loose. Oh, my God.
The desert chill.
Oh, my God. It was like Wisconsin.
Our phone said 46 degrees. It felt like 26.
So anybody that knows me knows I have zero issue with hitting, I don't know, 75 balls before a round. I love it. I love the pre-round practice session. I get good and loose. I hit 5 balls and then just started pacing and blowing into my hands. I was like, I'm done. I'm good. Let's go get some coffee. It was so effing cold.
We walked off the grass back to our cart.
Frost.
And like, there was like frost and slush on the bottom of our cleats that just kicked right off. Like, oh, God.
So, so we played. We had got paired up. It was just two of us. We were behind this massive bachelor party of like 40 guys. They were staggering up to the tee box, Bloody Marys in hand, looked like death warmed over.
The course marshal goes, are you with these guys? We're like, no.
No.
He goes, oh, okay, well, they said they're still waiting on about half their group. There's 20 guys standing there. Yeah, they're waiting on about half their group. They're all a little hungover. And we're like, oh, great. We love playing right behind large groups of hungover idiots.
So the best part was we get paired with a single. He may be listening this morning. We've made a new best friend. His name was Greg. And Greg was one of the coolest, sharpest dudes I think I've ever met.
He's the GOAT.
He is the GOAT. He is from Tacoma. So him and Paulie were like, oh, they started, you know, talking about the area, the upper.
Not a registered nurse, though. Greg RN?
RN, no. Greg was a GM of like 7 car dealers.
Oh, nice.
He's a baller. Great golfer. And we start shooting the breeze, and we get the whole life story. And, dude.
Could do an hour.
I could do an hour. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But I'm trying to think what I can say. All right, I'll say this. Greg has 2 boys, and he goes, you know, I wanted to get out of Tacoma. It's been pissing rain for a month. He goes, so we just flew down here. Got my lady friend and my 2 kids. Oh, cool. He goes, yeah, I went through a divorce a couple years ago. He goes, I should just get this out of the way. My new girlfriend is her sister. I went, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You have my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
Now you have my attention.
There is a dynamic at play.
So unbelievable.
That really changes things over the holidays quite a bit.
Dude. Me and Paul were like, I go, no way. And so we get the whole story. He was the coolest, nicest, kindest guy. You can tell, like, the guy just...
I'm sure not everybody in the world agrees with that assessment.
I think once you... like, if you heard the backstory, you go, I get it. Good for you, my friend. So he just brought his boys down and his girl, and they just hanging out, and, you know, she was at the spa, and he was just rad, man. He was like... he just got it. He's one of those guys that just got it, so... he was a blast to play with. And then Paulie and I had the most incredible dinner that night at a steakhouse. It was so much fun. And
I think a lot of people feel like a Phoenix, it's a lot of snowbirds, retirees.
Yeah.
But you got bachelor parties
and
a vacation weekend. Sounded like it was a little bit of a hipper vibe where you stayed.
It was a very hip vibe, Ben. And then
we got lucky too. The place that we stayed, the resort, we checked in. We're like, you guys been busy? And she goes, no. We had a huge conference that was supposed to be here this weekend, and they canceled.
COVID banged it.
COVID.
Yep.
And man, you just walked around. There was nobody there.
Yeah, it was great.
It was outstanding.
So then we drove home. The drive home is just, I'm dying. Like, my back is killing me. 6 hours, you know, just terrible. And then I drop Paul off, and his beloved wife runs out, gives him a big, big hug, long embrace, and a kiss. And I just, as I was driving away, I thought, wow, isn't that nice? That's sweet. Very sweet to see.
She missed me.
Yep.
Then you were looking forward to the same thing when when you got home.
Yo, yes. Just like it, the same. My favorite meal waiting when I got home. Nice relax, you know, nice chair. Hey, take a load off. No, I walked.
Does that sound though reasonable after you've just been gone for days playing golf and having fun? That there should really be taking care of her. The second you get in, get off your feet.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing everything while I was gone. What can I do for you?
I did. I grabbed the kids and it was off and running. It was so good. The boys were so happy to see their old man. And it was good. It was good to be back and see those dudes it was a great trip. I'd like to go back and play more golf there. The golf courses there are stunning. We're driving through the outskirts of Phoenix and I'm like, look at that course off the side of the road, pristine. Not that the courses here aren't great, but it's different. It's just different. They're just lush and green.
Well, you know what's interesting is you think of Phoenix as a big desert, which it is, right. And you think of San Diego as being a little more, you know, we get a little more rain and moisture. Things should be greener here. Phoenix was built on a giant aquifer. They have water to spare, whereas we're always in a drought. They have plenty of water to water all their golf courses
and
keep them all green all the time, and it looks really, really good out there. Here, you have to be a little more careful and judicious with the use of water. That can be a challenge for local golf courses.
Yeah, it was just beautiful. It was beautiful. It was a great trip. But, you know, it kicks your ass. I can do about 3 hours in the car, and then I start to lose my mind. Paulie and I put on Eastbound and Down, Season 1, Episode 1, and we damn near finished Season 2 by the time we got home. We just let it play in the car on the drive home. But it obviously is great hanging out with Paulie. You know, talked a lot about the show, kind of goals and things like that. And it was a good time. I'm glad we did it.
I had a good weekend. I'll give you an update on what I did while you guys were away after we get a quick check of traffic here this morning on 97.3 The Fan. For all of the tier ones out there who roll their eyes when we talk about golf, I'm sorry to say that my weekend kind of centered around the game as well. At least on Friday and Saturday, my love affair with Goat Hill Park just continues to blossom. Went out on Friday with a couple of buddies, Tim, who owns the Regal Seagull, invited me out and had a great round. Shot even par for the first time at Goat Hill, 65,
that's
par
impressive.
65, nailed it right on the number with par on the final hole. And then on Saturday, I played my first tournament as a member at Goat Hill Park. They had their monthly January monthly medal tournament, and I did really well. Finished second net,
look
seventh gross out of like 70 players. Shot a 68, net 64, and I even won a skin, won some cash. Had a really, really good time. Played with some new guys I hadn't met before. They put us together, and it's just good. Hadn't played competitive golf in a really long time, so that was a lot of fun, and I'll be playing in more tournaments. John Ashworth gave me a congratulatory text afterwards. Said, oh, great playing. Look at that. I see your name right there near the top of the leaderboard.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We have lost him.
By the way, he says to you guys as well, he wants to set up kind of a regular game with us at Goat Hill Park.
I'd love to.
He wants to start thinking about what day we can start making kind of a regular trip up there with him.
I would love to. He's just one of the best human beings around and alive. And the goat just whips my ass. Like, it just kills me. I'm so bad at I'm below average golfer. I'm like a 16. That's below average. The goat, I'm like a 40. It murders.
It'll make your game better, though. It's made
my game
better.
I just need to dive in and embrace it. But man, I just you know, I loved it. I loved playing out there and just doing a road trip. I haven't done a road trip in so long, but man, I just have a hard time turning it off once I get started. It's why I don't go, because I go way, way, way too hard. I'm a whirling dervish.
It was an epic.
I wonder how different would the trip have been
if you were there?
If I was there?
Oh, multitudes different. I'll tell you the other thing. The trip.
I mean, I like steak dinners. Golf. I mean, I would have been for a lot of it.
Well, so here's the deal.
We would have probably had like a little Bible study on Friday night.
No. If
bust
even
out the guitar.
Even if camp was happening on Monday, it would have been a way different trip. Like, I wouldn't have even drank Friday night because I would have wanted to feel good for camp. When I drink, I just don't ever drink, but when I do drink, I'm Frank the Tank. Like, if you've seen Old School, I am literally him. Like, no, I can't. I got a big day tomorrow.
He's going to do one.
Yeah, he's going to do one. And then I'm Frank the Tank. That's who I am. So It's why I rarely imbibe, Ben, because when I go hard. And anybody that knows me knows that. So that's why I'm a teetotaler.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I have no problem having two or three cocktails, but then I'm done. That's it. And it's not because I'm out of control. It's just I hit the off switch and I'm done.
What is an off switch?
Yeah.
When you refer to an off switch, what is that? Because when I go, I mean, Frank the Tank.
We kind of knew we were doomed. About call it 6 o'clock Friday night.
Yeah,
we head over to that little like a Mexican cantina right on site. We walk over. We ordered a couple of old fashions.
These old fashions were like,
and as
candy.
Soon as it hit your lips,
I was like,
I mean,
I'll take another one of these.
Let's just say it's the first old fashioned I've ever been able to chug.
They were so good.
And after that first one went down, we kind of just looked over at each other. We're like, here we go.
Yep, it's on now.
Here we go.
It is on now.
Start your engines.
Oh, Frank the Tank.
Woo!
But yeah, I mean, if camp wasn't canceled, no, I wouldn't have had it. We would have, you know, just grabbed dinner and gone to bed. And it was just, but it was great. It was great. I had a great time. Pay the price. You know, you always pay the price. That's why I get so hungover. That's why I'm glad I get hungover like I do. It's because I have so much fun. I would do it all the time.
But no speeding tickets or anything.
I mean, dude.
They're back. That's good.
We were barreling out there. I mean, I was looking around going, Paulie, I'm going 100. Like, there's no one near us. It was great. But no tickets, no trouble with the law. It was awesome. It was awesome. But yeah, it's a good football this weekend. There was all kind, you know, it was a good weekend to be out there. It really was. But man, it was just fun. It was fun. I regret nothing, by the way. Nothing.
No.
I regret
it was
nothing.
Great.
I regret nothing. I had a great time.
All right, next time I'm gonna have to find a way to join you.
We need to do a show trip.
On the next trip.
You know, back in the like 80s in radio, 80s and 90s, they would do listener trips where your show and like a bunch of listeners could win and you could all go to a location together. I don't think they do that anymore. I think there's like too much legalese that would have to, I mean, and imagine here, if I need like, hey, Adam, can I get a new legal pad? Well, I'm going to need to call. I'm going to need to run that up the flag chain and make sure we can open the supply closet and get it for you. I can't even imagine what it would entail to do a listener trip to like Bandon Dunes or something. Like imagine something like that. So, but that's a trip. I want us all to put it on our vision boards. Bandon Dunes is the next Ben and Woods guy's.
You know, that's
trip.
Serious golf.
It's legitimate.
There's no carts.
No.
You're walking.
Yep.
There's not, you know, a big resort or anything. It's just, you know, little rooms, and there's just the golf course. There's no town or anything, no city.
I'm in.
It's just the golf courses.
I'm in.
It's just a
pilgrimage.
Yes, and it's the experience
of a lifetime.
Being there on the coast of Oregon playing golf. It is definitely on my bucket list of things I want to do.
This was supposed to be just a couple of days of relaxation and a little bit of golf pre-fantasy camp.
Yep.
But when fantasy camp got canceled, it just turned into a golf trip.
We're driving out there,
and I go, you know, this is my first actual, like, golf trip.
Yep.
I've gone places and, you know, like, hey, you guys want to go hit the course, rent some clubs or whatever? But, like, to actually specifically go in somewhere just for a golf trip, first time, and it won't be the last.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. We missed you, though. We really did. And you would have made the trip better. And, yeah, I wish that somebody was there. I wish you were there to drive us because I would have just slept the whole ride. I almost asked Paulie to drive.
I am a good trip driver. I can go for long stretches behind the wheel.
I didn't make Paulie drive
without
once.
Rest.
It was Paulie.
I was ready.
You were shotgun the entire way.
I started rocking back and forth at one point going, if he offers, I'm going to take him up on it, but I'm not going to make him drive.
I thought about El Centro. I'm just waiting for the call.
We pulled over in El Centro to like get gas, and I was like, if he offers, I'm taking him up on it. But I
thought about it, but I was going to wait.
You totally failed in our strategy if you pulled over in El Centro for gas before the California border.
I know.
Cheaper in Arizona.
We filled up in Arizona, and then we needed some in El Centro, and I was pushing the envelope, and it didn't work. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back. It's good to be back in here with you guys. So
I will have one. How about one little story? On the way out there on Friday morning, we stopped in Yuma to get some drive-through, just some lunch. Woodsy ordered a Coke. I ordered a Diet Coke. The lady hands us the drinks with the clear top. Looks like, you know, it's dark soda.
They're both yeah. dark.
Hands them both to Woodsy, who's driving, and he goes, which one is this, Coke or the Diet Coke? And the coldest, just deadpan, she goes, it's labeled right there on the top.
She goes, it's labeled. I go, oh, I mean, okay.
She might as well have said, do you not know how to read, you effing moron?
You moron.
Like, you know, the little tab, like, yeah. Push the little bubble down.
Push the little bubble down. Goes, don't you know that?
She goes, it's labeled.
Don't you know that?
Thank you. Thank you.
We just drove off like, huh.
So much.
Go McScrew ourselves.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go McF myself.
She went to all the trouble of pushing down that little tab.
She
and
had
you asked the question
no
anyway.
No time for that question.
No time for my BS whatsoever.
All right.
It's good to be back.
Foreplay is over. We've got a super wild card weekend in the NFL to discuss, set up the show, guests and everything coming up next. Bennett Woods starts now. 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.